hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I am going to talk all about the breasts today, and it is October. It is Breast Health Awareness Month, and skin cancer and breast cancer are such important things to talk about. Breast cancer in particular affects so many women. 1 in 3 women is going to be affected by breast cancer, either getting breast cancer themselves or in a loved one, a mother, aunt, grandmother, sister, friend. So it's going to affect you at some time in your life, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month is so important. If you're not already doing your monthly self-breast exam in the shower or on your bed with your arm overstretched over your head with a little gentle moisturizer, kind of using your fingers, doing a pattern like you're mowing the lawn, you're going to do a little bit of rolling motion all the way up and down the breasts, including the nipples, all the way into the tail of the axilla. So quick reminder that if you haven't had your breast exam done, do it once a month. Do it at the same time every month. So if you have your period, about a week or so later is ideal. And check it regularly and teach your daughters to do this too. I think it's so important. And those of us that catch breast cancer early have such a much better chance of having a cure. And breast cancer treatments these days are really advancing quickly. So it is possible to catch early breast lesions, and it's so important to get your annual mammogram as well. I want to talk a little bit about what are the changes that the breasts go through with aging, because we all know that the breasts are going to change as we age. The perky 20-year-old boobs that we start with are not the same boobs that we stay with as we get older. And if we talk about changes in the breast, it typically happens most prevalently in menopause. So you go through 2 major phases. Number 1, puberty, where your breasts expand, grow, enlarge. Probably actually number 2 would be pregnancy, where you have milk production and the glandular and lobular ductiles of the breasts are overactive, producing lots of milk. And then you go through menopause, where breast tissue shrinks and changes. So puberty, hopefully if you're listening, you've been through puberty. Pregnancy, that is a little bit out of your control. Your estrogens are gonna change and your breast size is gonna grow dramatically. It's one of the fun perks of pregnancy. You're definitely gonna have swelling, tenderness. The more we get on birth control in our 20s and 30s, the more we can have hormonal lumps develop. And fibrocystic breast disease is very common in this age group. So checking for breast lumps is also fraught with difficulty. Sometimes you find a lump or mass and you go through a whole stressful phase. Well, instead of needing to worry, you know, you may just have a breast cyst or a fibrocystic breast mass or fatty tissue that has irregular lumps and bumps related to hormone excess and hormone prevalence, the estrogen phase of your 20s. When you get to be a little bit older and you're getting past that into perimenopausal age, you also go through some significant changes of the breast. And I think we all know that you get stretch marks, downward pointing of the nipples, kind of a flattened appearance, a little elongated, the breast space out wider, and there can still be lumpiness, sometimes, again, fibrocystic change, or sometimes even breast cancer lumps. So one of the main causes of aging changes in your breasts is your natural decline of your female hormones and estrogen. When estrogens go down, the skin and connective tissue of the breast really loses elasticity and becomes dehydrated. And the suspensory ligaments that help the breast stay perky and elevated have started to stretch. And that is literally just time, breakdown of collagen and elastin, and Mother Nature. And it's kind of like how a rubber band starts to lose its stretch. These suspensory ligaments are holding the breasts up. It's the internal bra, and they just wear out. And gosh, I hope that someday they'll have these injectable treatments that will help us with these breast changes, because we all need that. We have kids, we go through breastfeeding 3 or 4 cycles. And by the time you finish and you feel like you can have your life back, your boobs are hitting the floor. And it's so important to have that extra level of confidence. Of course, surgical breast lift is an option. Of course, breast implants is an option. But I mostly want to think about, hopefully in the future, an injectable version of something like Sculptra that can grow breast collagen and give you that perky bounciness back. Won't that be amazing? I think so. If you notice any problems on your breast, on the skin, like puckering, redness, thickening of your breast skin, nipples that pull in, nipple discharge, breast pain, hard lumps, significant differences from one breast to the other, asymmetry, these are all red flags. So all of these things need to get carefully looked at by your primary care doctor and your OB-GYN doctor and can be hallmarks of breast cancer. And it's very important for you to get that checked out. As you age, you lose elasticity, the firmness and fullness gets a looser, stretched appearance. Your cup size even can change as you age. And your dense breast tissue can be replaced by fatty tissue as the aging process occurs. And this is just normal perimenopausal changes. You sometimes actually get more cystic fluids-filled structures because of hormone replacement therapy. Some of us are on bioidentical therapy. And you need to be extra cautious if you're on bioidentical therapy. As you near menopause, your milk system starts to shut down and the glandular tissues in your breasts also shrinks, and that leads to sagging. So you might notice your breasts aren't as full as they used to be. The size is going to change. Definitely possible to improve this with muscular exercises for the pectoralis major and pectoralis minor muscles. And doing some hand weights is helpful. It doesn't reverse sagging per se, but the toning of the chest muscles is really going to improve the way that the breast lays on the underground tissue beneath that. And definitely chest push-ups, weightlifting, these are all great things to help reduce the risk of breast cancer. Exercise is one of the primary things that reduces our risk of breast cancer. Being pregnant four times, I learned a lot about breastfeeding. I have four kids and I have definitely been through four cycles of nursing. And those of you who choose to nurse, you are protecting yourself for the long haul. That 1 year nursing process, and that's what's recommended these days, is 1 year of breastfeeding, takes the breast out of the cycling phase where they're bombarded with estrogens and going through change, and it's really protective for breast cancer. So I highly recommend nursing, not only as the number one way to lose weight after pregnancy, like you develop so much improvement in your weight loss because number one, the prolactin you secrete contracts that uterus and it helps it really flatten. Number two, you burn a gazillion calories. Breast milk manufacturing takes so much calories. You literally could never exercise enough to burn almost 500 to 1,000 calories a day by just pumping, just feeding the baby and pumping. So easy. That was one of my key tricks to losing weight after each baby. And I definitely recommend nursing for everyone who is a mother who's considering it to nurse for at least 12 months. It's so good for the baby. It gives them that neuroprotective benefit. They get all your immunity and your antibodies through your breast milk and such a great bonding time. And never be on your phone when you're nursing. If you can at all help it, you have to be gazing into the beautiful baby eyes. I really miss those days. Can you tell? My kids now are like 16, 17, 18, 20, they're, you know, older. And definitely that was one of the most special experiences. And so for men that don't have breasts that are listening for their wives, you know, it's such a special experience. And to be a woman, to have breasts, it's a whole thing that defines you throughout the years. When at first you don't have them and you're 13 and that makes you desperate. Then you get them and then maybe they're too big or you're embarrassed by them. And then maybe you hit a phase in your 20s and 30s where you love what you got and you flaunt it. Then they start to dwindle a little in your 40s and 50s and 60s. 40s and 50s, hopefully we start to work out, build muscle mass, and stay confident. And 60s and beyond, it's all right. Life is going to change us a little bit and we can roll with it. But there will be technologies coming that can help you. I don't recommend breast threads in case if you're out there listening and you've seen breast threads on Instagram. It's really not going to work. It is going to cause fibrosis, skin changes, contractures, and most importantly, it's going to mess up your mammogram. This is why we're not doing Sculpture for boobs, because mammogram changes can occur and then you negate the benefit of getting a mammogram. You no longer have that as a screening tool. So not worth it. Anybody that wants to inject stuff into your boobs, not worth it. Unless it's your own natural fat. And even then, I'm not so sure it's worth it, because fat transfer can give you some volume. Not all the fat seeds grow. When we transfer the fat, not all the cells will take, and you may have asymmetry, patchiness, and lack of a uniformity, and that is important to have. So breast implants are definitely controversial, but definitely effective. So many women have them. If you're thinking of breast implants, remember, it's not one operation you're signing up for. You're signing up for an operation about every 10 years to replace those implants, to resize them, to change them out. So I think not enough women realize that when they go into it, but you're signing up for two or three operations over time. And think about, you know, nursing, think about the scarring that may develop, think about autoimmune issues that may develop, but also understand that the majority of women that get breast implants love them, and they're very effective and they're very safe. So that is my little take on the boobs. If you are noticing any issues with dermatitis, eczema, sunburn, just remember the skin at the breast is so delicate, so soft. Do you know why it stays like that? Because it's always protected 90% of the time. We're indoors with clothing, and 90% of your aging changes happen from the sun and sun damage. And so definitely if you're going outside and you're getting exposure, put some sunscreen on. Always in my car, I have a sunscreen duster brush, and every time I drive, I put that on my décolleté, wherever the cleavage is showing. That area gets hit by the hardest, harshest sun, and it's so important to protect your décolleté. I love my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream. It's a body cream. It has Retin-A in it. It is amazing for the boobs and breasts. And this really improves the skin texture, tone, tightness, and firmness, and elasticity. Retin-A is amazing for the skin of the body, the arms, the legs, the chest, the boobs, the neck, everything. I think we need to pay attention to that area too. Like, we put so much love into our faces and then we ignore the boobs, the skin of the extremities, everything else. The next phase of improvement is your body. And I hope you guys will all take time to go home and do your breast self-exam, put it on your calendar, circle a date, same date every month, and check yourself out. And it's so fast and easy, and prevention is the key. That's it for now, guys. I hope you'll participate with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This month, we're having everyone who comes in, anything you donate, we're matching equal amounts to donate to the Huntington Hospital Breast Health Plan, the Breast Cancer Prevention Program. And we love you guys. 90% of our aesthetic patients are women. We want to support women, and we want you to take care of your boobies. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream, my amazing neck cream. These products are so good for the neck, the décolleté, and the breasts. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.